Hi everyone, Dr. Will here. I wanted to just talk about, why I've changed what I'm doing. A few people reached out and said, I've changed a little bit about how I'm reaching out to my people and what I'm doing, and what drives me. This, a couple of my master students called and said, "So what's going on here? There's a shift." And so, what I wanted to talk about was why I'm doing what I'm doing. I've had several people reach out to me over the last several months. And a couple of people had quit the field. Why had they quit the field? Well, they had literally spent, thousands and thousands of dollars getting trained, how to add more money, add more value to their practice, to what they were doing. Because, there's a plethora of those guys out there and girls. So I'll show you how to get big ticket clients, six-figure speaking gigs. I'll show you how to do all this stuff, right? Whatever, right? High value clients, right? And so they literally spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for these programs. And not that maybe the programs aren't that good, but they didn't work. And so they were frustrated. So they just said, basically they threw the baby out with the bathwater, said, "It's all bullshit. I'm leaving." Okay, fine. Well, and they call me because there's still some things. So we start talking. I said, "Well, what were you looking for in these programs?" And they started explaining. I said, "Well, let's back up. Why did you get in the business?" That's what this was titled. Why did you get in the business? Why did you become a hypnotist or an NLP or a change agent, an EFT, whatever it was that got you in? And you probably got NLP. That's why I know you. Or hypnosis. So what got you in the business? Why do you do what you do? And they go, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "What? Did you get in this business to make a lot of money? Yes or no?" All right. And we were on a Zoom interview and they just kind of did the head tilt, looked at me. And I said, "Did these people ask you that?" And they go, no, they got them on a call. They got them on a call. And then they basically started to, they upped the pain about being broke and not getting this. And so they sold them on these systems. And I said, "Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But unless you know what got you into the business, and then you build out from that, and then you build out from that on what you're going to do with to make more money and to get more clients, you're never going to be happy." And I live in Florida, and I can testify. God is my witness. Can I get a witness, brothers and sisters? And, there are some people down here with more money than they know what to do with, and they are miserable, miserable human beings. I was at one place, and a guy had parked, so he kind of took two parking places, because he had it was a Bentley, right? And somebody parked pretty close to him. And, I was walking into the restaurant, and they were walking out, and this guy's like, yelling at the guy. And, and this gentleman who's there with his kids coming out of the restaurant, he looked at the guy and he goes, "You're the one that took two places. That's because my car is worth probably more money than your house. That car's probably worth more money than your," just like, yes, he had a lot of money. And the guy just turned to his kids. It was brilliant. I should have filmed it, right? Turns to his kids and he goes, "Kids, this is a prime example that money won't make you happy." And the guy, for a moment, was speechless. Then he continued yelling. But anyway, so, and there are some people that got in our business. There's some very big leaders in our field that really have no empathy about helping other people, make people change, get people out of stuck states, none of that. They got in the business because it was a way to make money and they saw it. Maybe they came in because they were internet marketers or because, they got one of those business coaches and they figured out, hey, here's an easy market. Especially, here's an easy market, to be honest with you, where all these people have great hearts and they want to do well. We can manipulate that. We can take that. So you'll sell them. A lot of I teach, encourage their dreams, justify their failures, confirm their suspicions. You should be making millions of dollars and you're not because you haven't been taught the right system. I have the system to help you do da 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 da. So, I've seen this over and over again and it breaks my heart, right? And I've seen some people jump in and they're teaching it and they don't even know if the people they're supposedly helping have the skill set to deliver on the goods if they get people in their system. I always say, one person said, "Well, the guy sold me on what I should be doing is coaching, CEOs of big corporations." And I'm like, "Do you really want to do that?" Right. And they're like, "Well, first of all, have you ever been a CEO of any kind of corporation? Do you understand how it works? Is that, what problems they have?" Well, no. I'm like, "Well, then what?" Excuse my language, but I always say, "What the hell do you got to offer these people at that level?" Right. And so, So that's why I started doing it. So my gift to everybody, especially if you're struggling trying to reinvent, like a couple people I'm working with now, is my first question is, why did you become a hypnotist and NLP-er? You know, what got you to do this? Why do you want to do that? And build out from that. If you really want to help people, and if you really like that, there is nothing wrong with building a nice little practice where you see, you know, hopefully 15 to 20 something people a week, whether it's in a program, I prefer programs or sessions, because you really like that, right? And you can build it out where you can make a decent living, right? But there is a movement afoot that you, if you go to conferences and you talk to certain people, oh, you should be doing this and you should be doing that and you should be doing this. And it's like, well, maybe that's not what you want to do. Do you want to be sitting in your in front of your computer constantly writing 25 emails a day to blast out to a list that you build that you really have no interaction with these people? You're just constantly pitch. If that's what you want to do, great, right? I can't help you with that, but I can send you some people that can do that, right? But we've lost the respect and drive for, you know, just building a nice private practice where you make some good money, right? And you're happy with that, right? Because if not, if that's what you really want to do, and even if you get into one of these systems that shows you how to make this huge money, you might become that guy parked in the car yelling at everybody because that's not what you wanted to do, right? So save yourself the heartache and figure out the first part, right? And then build out from that, right? And again, not everybody can do everything. The day before, I was talking to a friend of mine. He's a medical doctor, an osteopath, and we're going to do a joint venture. So we were talking about, doing some stuff. And he goes, and kind of this topic came up, and he goes, well, there are guys that are great doctors or great healers, right? And then there are guys and girls that are great managers, business people, right? Sometimes you can do both. You'll be a great healer and you'll be a great business person. Sometimes you'll be a great, you know, business person and an okay doctor, right? Guess what? The person that's a great business person, great marketer, that's an okay doctor will probably do better than a great doctor that's not a good marketer, right? And he goes, some people are in the middle. And you know, and some people have to figure out what they want to do. Some people, they're great healers. They want to heal. And this is what I suggest to people. You build your practice. You really work with a lot of people. You really have some fun. You're making a decent living. Then maybe you want to begin to learn how to do this other stuff, right? But do you want to be a manager, right? Do you want to have like three clinics and all these hypnotists, and you're not really seeing clients unless they've totally blown up, right? You're managing hypnotists and this and that. Maybe that's what you want to do. I don't know, right? But again, you need to find what drives your passion, what drives your heart, and then build out from that, right? Because that's the hidden key, right? And so again, you know, yeah, that's what we do. And again, the other thing underneath that I've been working a lot with is, you know, if you hit this block, right? Again, maybe you're not doing what you love, right? You got into this to really heal people. But now you have all this shame, guilt, and remorse because, that's not what you should do. Especially our field is adding to it because you should be doing this and you should be doing that and you should be doing this. Well, maybe that's not what you want to do, right? And so again, the way shame really works, and it's built into our DNA. People act like it's not. It's built into our DNA because for most millennia, up to a few hundred years ago, if you got shamed, you got kicked out of the tribe, the group, the village, the family, you died. So if you get into the hypnosis, the NLP world, and you get in this thing and you're going to the conferences and the seminars and this and that, last thing you want is to be kicked out. You know, so you'll start doing everything they want to do, right? And so you feel bad because you're not, you know, you haven't figured out how to tweak what you want to do, right? So, you know, and then of course there might be the shame, the guilt, the remorse about following what you love, doing this, you know, breaking from other things. And then underneath that, of course, would be a lot of the people that I work with because they feel like they're a fraud. You know, I call it the paradox of knowledge. They got in the field, they lost weight, stopped smoking, they had magic with hypnosis or NLP or EFT or therapy. And And now it's they learned how to do it. They're doing it. They're good at it. They can help other people. But now they have other problems. Maybe they've gained a lot of weight. Maybe their relationship's gone to shit. Maybe they went back to their smoking or drinking or whatever. So, you know, and they can't fix themselves, right? But they have so much knowledge in their head. They go to a seminar. This is what most people will do. They'll go to a conference going, I'm going to fix myself. I'll sit in these conferences, these trainings where they're experiential. And so you're sitting there and the guy or the girl's doing a beautiful session and you're sitting there going, why did they do that? I wouldn't have done that. I would do this. Oh, or they go, I really like that. I got to remember. They open their eyes. They start taking notes, right? They're not in the process. That's the knowledge part, right? They don't know how to drop underneath that, right? And it's, you know, you could call it another part of the critical factors of the mind, but unless you're working with somebody that understands that, that can bypass that, you know, and the better your skill set as a hypnotist, an NLP or a therapist, the harder that is to bypass. And so anyway, that's what I've been doing, you know, and I'm opening up another brick and mortar practice because I have some ideas. I want to do something a little different. And that's why I got into this fucking business. You know, I do like helping people lose weight. I like it. You know, I help people stop smoking. That's not my favorite, so I'm not really going to push that. But the, you know, lose weight, improve their sports game, and, you know, performing arts, excuse me, you know, confidence. I love that. I absolutely love that, right? So I'm going to do it again, right? And I'm going to do it in a different way. So anyway, that's why I've changed what I'm doing. So my gift again is, why did you get in the business? What do you want to do with it? And then you have to really figure that out and build out from there, you know? And to lastly kind of reframe this, I see people that have been in the business for a while and they're teaching new people. And because they're up here, they want you down here. Okay, we're going to do this. Well, you haven't done the 3 years of clinic work, right? So someone shows you how to start doing it right. So you do get some phone calls from some people, right? But, and they sign up for a big ticket item. You may not, just because you sat through a freaking class doesn't necessarily give you the expertise to really help people make massive change, right? But if you'd have done a few years of just helping people change, now you get it. It's no big deal, right? But because not every trainer understands, because I'm up here, right? And you're down here, I can't get you to skip a lot of the steps in between, right? If, to use a different analogy, you'll become a one-hit wonder. You know, you'll make that record everybody sings about for 6 months and then nobody ever fucking hears from again because they didn't have the skill set to know how to, you know, keep it going for 30 years, right? And again, when you look at, like, let's use music for once as an analogy, not acting, you know, you look at like the Rolling Stones, they were a garage band. They were a bar band. They had a lot of experience before they got their break. So again, that's the other thing, right? And sometimes even if you're got a pretty good skill set, but you want to reinvent yourself, you have to do some certain things. So that's, you know, yes, that's what I'm doing. That's why you see me pitching this to a lot of people, because it breaks my heart. All these people take this wonderful training. They have these skill sets and then they get so frustrated, they walk away. Right. So if you need some help, if you're interested, let me know. I can't help everybody. Again, you know, I have my skill set to help people build what they want, but mainly to get you the basis. So then we can figure out what you want to do next. Right. So if you have a little bit of that shame, if you have a little bit of that, like, guilt because you're not doing what you should be doing, but even though you're not quite sure what you should be doing, or you have a little bit of that imposter syndrome because, you know, I run a weight loss clinic and I'm 40 pounds overweight, or I do a lot of people with weight loss, but I'm 15 or 20 pounds overweight, but everybody tells me I look great, but I don't like the way I look. So that, you know, it doesn't matter what other people think. It only matters what you think. So that sets in the imposter syndrome, because then you're projecting failure to your clients. So I just had someone I coached early last year, and they go, suddenly I just wasn't, none of my weight loss clients were working. We start talking, and that was what it was. They put on, it was about 18 pounds, right? And I go, well, that was the problem, you know? So they were projecting through their energy to their client that this shit won't work, right? Or it's only going to work for a while, You know, I got in hypnosis 5 years ago when I lost weight, became a hypnotist. I'm doing great. Now about year four, there were stressors. There were other things, an injury. They put on this weight. So they're starting to project like, why isn't it working? Right. So anyway, fix that. And everything started to flow again. So that's what I do. So get in touch with me. You know, if you're getting this, it's probably on my email or my Facebook page. So you can, if you're on my email list, obviously shoot me an email. Phone number's there. Give me a call. If it's on Facebook, same thing. Leave a message. IM me, you know, instant message. I'll get back. So I look forward to helping people. Again, this is what I do. You know, yeah, I help, you know, I help you change your mind to change your life. And again, it's kind of unique when you're dealing with people that understand what we're doing. So we'll see you all as we trudge the road to happy destiny. May the sun be in your face and the wind at your back. I'm going to go work on a movie thing all day today. I'm going to help the people do some other stuff because there's something I'm learning and I want to, you know, how do you learn how to do something you don't know how to do? You got to go figure out and hang out with the people that know how to do it. You know, I've been doing theater for 35 years. I could be on a stage anywhere in Southwest Florida, Chicago, even New York City. I'm very comfortable. I've done some movies, but I'm not comfortable on that sets or those environments. How do you get comfortable? You got to start doing it. So that's what I'm doing. So I shall see you all soon. Have a great day.